Welcome back, Coffee Buns and Donuts. It's your girl, Natasha Tamara.
It's your boy ITS, aka Gaz Daddy. We here. Episode number what? What are we on, T?
Number 28.
Okay.
We're here again with rich, well-rounded discussions from a higher perspective.
Even got some coffee today, too.
He got some coffee. Shout out Via Guatemala. You know, she always holds us down with the coffee. So, big shout out to her. But we back. It's been a little bit.
That shit was straight black, right?
Yeah, it's.
I was like, whoa, what's wrong?
Yeah, it's black. It's black and we back. And again, it's been a little minute. I feel like I've been down bad for like the last month. Sick. That shit goes around.
Right, we haven't been up here since the redo episode, right?
Right, exactly. That was in like October. It's December. Damn it. Missed y'all.
Took some time off for the holidays, you
know? It's the holiday season now. Thanksgiving was good. I had my birthday. That was bomb. Nice little party. And then I got sick right out. Well, I went to Miami. That was fun. And it's not the same as how I went when I was 20 versus turning 40.
Say the number.
It's okay. I'm okay with it, y'all.
That's what's up.
But yeah, 20s Miami is different than 40s Miami. But I liked it. I had enjoyed myself. And I'm looking to go back again. But right after that, I got sick and I've been down bad.
I think 40 Miami would be better than 20 Miami.
It really is. You know, you're over the like South Beach, walking up and down the strips. And I went to some dinner shows that like had performances during the dinners and some beach club.
I was talking about more like, yo, now you're just like better than a financial place. You can afford it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to places that I can afford. I don't have to go up and down the street, the strip, and just go to a Wet Willies or something. I could go to the places that you gotta spend
Johnny
some
Rockets.
Money. The Johnny Rockets, exactly.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed myself.
2-for-1 margaritas, all them spots, right?
Exactly. Yeah, to throw some money.
The strip's lit though. At that age, at 20, the strip's lit. So yeah, I mean, you gotta like enjoy that.
Yeah. It was a good time, but yeah, I just been chilling. And Thanksgiving was good. That's my favorite holiday. It's just this year has been definitely flying by.
This what?
The year. Oh. What did I say? This year has been flying by. 2024. Lots been going on. We're already less than 10 days away from Christmas. I haven't done. I need to finish my shopping for sure. I got a package stolen the other day. My first stolen package ever. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
They part of that? I live in an apartment building,
but they left, they delivered the package at 8:30 at night and just left it in the front of my building. They didn't even put it in like the lobby or nothing. Like at 8:30 at night, somebody came and snatched it up.
Damn.
They took a picture of everything, sent me the picture, everything. Yeah, no, it's not there.
They came back and got it themselves.
So
Merry Christmas,
dealing with that. And you know, holiday season, it's tough out here, but you know, you gotta stay in high spirits. I went to the Mariah Carey Christmas concert the other day in Boston. It was bomb.
This is her time of the year too.
Exactly.
She does her thing. I don't know if it's like that.
Yes. Y'all know what it is. Exactly. She did all the Christmas songs, all the songs about, you know, baby Jesus. That is the reason for the season, y'all. Remember that.
What do you think about Jay-Z being added to the Diddy shit?
Oh my God. As I just say, talk about Jesus.
That's what made me think about. You came with a J. I was like Jay-Z. Jesus, Jay-Z. Yeah, I mean the original Jay-Z. I mean, listen, they're both prophets.
Stop. I mean, if you want a segue in there, we can.
Yeah,
I mean,
Jesus came from behind the rock, right? Mm-hmm. It's the rock.
Mm, stop.
Nah, but hold on. I'm saying I think it's crazy, but I don't, but this is crazy. Like, I didn't, it's like anybody can just say anything now. Like,
I mean, and so much stuff was happening back then at parties, and these people were younger, and like,
no, I'm not gonna justify it.
I'm not justifying it, but I'm just saying.
I don't think
I think these things did happen. I think these things did happen.
Jay-Z raped a 13-year-old girl.
Listen,
allegedly.
Listen, they said that this girl had got dropped off by her friends to go to some game or something or a party, and then the limo driver told that her to come with him to the party, so she ended up at the party. So I'm sure she looked older than 13.
But they're saying the things like, "Oh yeah, you're exactly what Puffy's looking for." Like, the limo driver supposedly said to her, "Like,
come on." Okay, she's like, "Oh my god, Puff Daddy, yay!" Like, come on. Like, I'm not saying it was right or anything, but I could see how it could happen. But maybe it's not this actual person. Anybody could say these stories, but I am not surprised to hear that these things happen at parties because I go to regular house parties when I was young and crazy shit was happening. So I can only imagine at celebrity parties. Like, come on. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm not saying it did not happen. Like, I'm not surprised at these allegations. That's all I'm saying. And now with the Me Too, and everybody's free to speak and feel like they're backed up and they got their lawyers and... I don't know. Everybody's coming down now. It all started at the beginning of the year with Cat Williams. He started it. He opened up Pandora's box. Now everything's coming out.
Cat Williams, see, his shit's aging gracefully. Now, the pictures that they're showing, like, of Jay-Z, Aaliyah, Dame Dash, Puffy.
What?
It's kind of like Aaliyah was a kid.
Yeah, but by the time she was a Foxy kid Brown. When she was chilling with R. Kelly here. By the time she was chilling with them, she was probably like 18, 19.
And how old were they?
Older, but it's the culture that they were living in. It's the culture that we still living in. Like, I remember
being like in high school and seeing like all the guys picking up girls and the cars and stuff.
Exactly. And the girls be real with it. Like,
they could be laughing like, look at that. She's
like,
oh my god,
hating. Like, she should be here with me.
Niggas wasn't hating. Niggas was just kind of like, we understood, like, oh, he takes her shopping on or something like that. Who knows? He's in high school.
Niggas really taking the girl that you wanted.
Nah.
Okay. It was usually the cutest girl. Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't always the cutest girl. It was normally the fastest girl.
That too. But that's what I'm saying. Like, these things are happening and these stories are going to come out. And I don't know. I don't know what to say about them. It's sad. I don't know.
Well, it goes back and makes you think about like Drew Barrymore. When she used to be in like Club 54 or whatever when she was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I get what you're saying about Hollywood parties, but now we're talking about certain artists, certain people's names just being thrown into things because of other people.
Yeah, where's all the freaking white artists? Where's all the other artists? Why is it going to be all of our people trying to get, they're taken down? Like, why all of our legends?
Nah, I mean, hold on. They're attaching Leonardo DiCaprio's names being screamed at Puffy's.
Not as much.
Ashton Kutcher's names being screamed at Puffy's.
They've been saying they glamorize Leonardo DiCaprio dating younger girls. They know. They're just like, oh yeah, if she's older than 25, he's going to leave her. They already know. Like, they...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's all they talk about Leonardo DiCaprio in the news. Yeah, listen to the articles. So, I'm saying
I don't expect to be up on my Leonardo DiCaprio anyways. So,
exactly, because they're not coming at him like that. They're saying it's okay for him to date younger girls, and that's what it should be.
You think Puffy should get Bill? I think Puffy should get Bill.
No.
What?
I mean, he's been declined, what, three times? Denied? Like, something. What's the reason? What is the reason he's being denied? He needs to be in jail for some reason. But the
bail system set up to make sure you're going to go to court.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they think that he's not. He's going to go off and run away and not be found anymore. I'm sure he has a way. But he's in jail, and they're not trying to let him out at all. They threw away the key. Oh, damn, Diddy.
And then they try to, like, it's a tarnish of his name. But, oh, like, it's... Baby oil. Who the fuck is?
They say now, baby oil. I wonder if sales even, dropped. Yeah, plummeted.
Niggas are scared plummeted. To buy baby oil buy now, baby yo. Oil. Niggas are scared to buy baby oil now. It's like, yo, Coco bought a baby oil jar. That shit used to be popular.
Yes, yes.
You can't buy it now. You go to the store. Girl at the register looking at you crazy. Because the girl at the register is probably 16. Now she's looking at you like, oh no, he's crazy. He's and one of them.
Don't get a 2-for-1 with a deal or something. Like, really? So, damn. Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Baby oil sales went down. They said, did. That's crazy.
That's facts.
Nah, that's
we'll crazy. See what happens. I mean, Jay-Z's not letting them take him down. And Beyonce's not having that either. So,
and then Jaguar, right? She's crazy.
A mess. She's been a mess since before all this stuff started coming out. She's been saying this shit, but... Maybe she was around. Maybe she wasn't. I mean, I'm sure she's seen has some stories, but
I'm just gonna keep saying names because it was a good year. And it's like it's just so much shit that happened. Like, I can't wait for Uncle Murder's rap.
I know he's gonna have too much. He's gonna have two parts.
Too much. Three parts. Orlando Brown.
He's a mess, but he knows what he's doing. He's capitalizing on his people looking at him like that. Like, he's acting up his craziness. Yeah. I think that's how he is, his personality, but he's being extra because he knows people like to see him extra. So why not? I mean, but he knows what he's doing to get all these shows and publicity. And yeah. Did you see the interview with him and Ray J?
Exactly. It's going crazy.
The two of them together. Yo. Like,
all right, so Ray J, shit.
I mean, he's always been an attention whore.
Yeah, he said he has the gagency.
The gagency? an agency? It's an agency
for like transgender lesbian gay.
To protect them or?
No, like management. And he has shows coming out on his network with them.
Because he's doing like Zeus and stuff.
Yeah.
He's a mess, so.
Yeah. Yo, the gauges, he's crazy, yo.
he's a mess, the two of them.
Oh, man.
That's what it is now. It's just about who can act the craziest.
You didn't hear the Nicki Minaj conversation?
I heard some of it. She was like.
That's when I heard about that.
You're agency. Ugly. Yes. Didn't she call him ugly?
Yo, it was.
That's the part I seen.
He called himself a Bob, which is funny as shit too. He's like, yeah, I'm the biggest Bob. I was like, he's trolling the shit out of her. Like, he's probably sitting there dying. Yeah.
You know, Barbie. That was one of the biggest movies this year.
Who?
Barbie.
What's that?
The one of the biggest movies that came out this year. Barbie.
Barbie what?
The Barbie movie. What do you mean?
Oh, like Barbie dolls?
Yes. You didn't see that? I know you didn't see it, but I know you've seen all the advertisements.
Nah, honestly, that's what I mean when I see pink. Yeah, when I see pink, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
It was pink. And now it's about Wicked. I want to go see Wicked.
The Wizard of Oz shit, right?
Yeah. But it's mad long. It's like 2.5, 2:45.
I'm going to be watching those movies. It looks like action movies.
Yeah. Did you see the Wolverine and
Nah, I didn't see it. So I really watch
action. Deadpool.
I'll catch shit like that later, you know. Like,
yeah, that was okay. Yeah. I've seen did you see Beetlejuice?
Nope.
Mm.
That sucks, right? And yeah. I want to see that too though. Because I heard they have a lot of the original actors.
Yeah, they do. But the thing about that,
they attached Tom Hanks' name to Puffy.
Gosh, why you want to talk about Puffy so much?
I just joke because I like Puffy. Yo,
help him get out.
Yeah, right.
You and your new president. How about that?
You and your new president. What does that mean? That's crazy.
Your new president. You would all team Trump. Go back in the tapes. Watch the last couple episodes. This guy.
Watch him. How was that team? I said she's not going to win. Okay. I can give you the real reality why I knew she was not going to win. And it sucks to say, but I didn't want to say it in while she was running this shit. She's a black woman, yo.
Yeah, I know America's not ready for a woman and definitely a black woman. I knew it was it's going to be a tough win.
She was not going to win. She did not have the support that they say. There's a lot of people I felt like was supporting her in the public. But truthfully, when they were inside that booth,
they were like,
nah, there's no way.
Yes.
Like, come on. I think I'm going to sit here and say it. I'm like, yo, y'all, what are y'all thinking? So I was like, I got to sit here and like, I ain't trying to kill your dream. I get it.
No, I mean, I knew she was going to win Massachusetts, and that's like, why I'm up here living in Massachusetts.
Oh, you're so crazy. You had an American flag. You're like a new citizen. You like, no. I can't wait till she wins.
I wanted her to win, but I'm not surprised.
You were trying to book a hotel in D.C. for the inauguration. You were trying to be out there. You were living this shit. And so I'm like, I'm not going to say nothing. And I was never really Team Trump. I just said, yo, you know, I like to win. So if I was going to put my money on anything, that's what I was going to do.
Yeah, no, I mean.
And I was like, yo, some of the shit that's going to happen, I don't think it's going to be a bad shit. You're born, yo, I don't want to say that. I was going to say this. I don't think it's going to be a bad year for a lot of people. I think a lot of people are going to, yo.
I don't think he's going to change the economy like that. He already said, I'm not going to be able to change the prices.
You can't do groceries.
And,
yo, you got to realize it's 4 years.
Yeah, I understand that. You can't do nothing. That's why I'm like, why do you think something's going to change so dramatically next year?
So in the last 8 years, we had Trump and then Biden, right? So that shit shambles. Now we got Trump again, right? So he can try to put what he was trying to do in the beginning and try to flip everything back around again. Whatever they did, you know what I mean? And then,
yeah, so the first thing he's focusing on.
You just gotta hope for next president to be an 8-year president. That's all.
It's not gonna be obviously not.
You're gonna have to be, no, he has to get his 4, and hopefully everything goes out great. And then it leads into the next, and it goes 8 years straight of, yo, let's boom. But like, I don't know.
You think there's gonna be more celebrity presidents after this? Is that gonna be the precedent?
Yo, this is fucking idiocracy these days. It's just like the movie. You remember that movie? No, it was fucking, I think Terry Crews was the fucking president. They were all wearing Crocs. They were showing the world, like, look at the world we live in today. It is what it is. Like,
well,
pretty soon it's going to honestly be like states. Yo, what state you live in? Too bad for you.
Yeah, that's why I'm staying. What state you live in?
Oh man, you guys got it fun over there. Yeah, my state's kind of strict. It's something I mean for fucked up parents.
Yeah, I still can't believe the freaking weed's not legal everywhere.
Where?
Shit. I said everywhere.
I mean, Texas don't play that
South,
shit.
They ain't playing that
Texas
game.
Don't play that
in the
shit.
South, period. It's not legal nowhere down there. So.
I think they got medicinal someplace.
Yeah, but. It's not freely smoking, buying like it is up here. We have freaking dispensaries on every corner now. Literally.
Yo. Damn, it's like liquor. It used to be like liquor stores. Now you're like.
Exactly. It's crazy. So we'll see what 2025 has in store for America.
You seem disappointed.
I mean,
yo, they're loading up boats. They're loading up boats. You can get on a boat. You want to get on a boat?
I'm just kidding.
Who's
a boat to where?
That's why.
Where's this boat going? To Paris? I'm just saying. What'd your shirt say?
I can't read. Who was in Paris? But anyways, right? No, damn, that's who?
That's who? Hey,
Michael Jackson.
That's not the...
Anyways, sure, I said the boats. They're loading up boats.
Yeah, no.
Nah, because it, supposedly...
He's getting rid of all the immigrants and stuff. And
supposedly, they're going to do a mass deportation. Mm-hmm. And I don't see how that can really happen. But...
Strong.
I hope it don't happen because, like, shit...
Yeah, those are going to be people's family members that voted for Trump. snatch them and just ride out of here. Like, that too. Whoa, what happened? Like,
yeah, a lot of the food was up. Love it. Nah, like, yo, there's a lot of culture that people bring over with them, open up restaurants. Like, people don't realize, like, they're not talking about only people that, like, migrated over in the last, like, couple of years. They're talking about people that, like, been here for a while to establish themselves.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm like, yo, what happens to this guy who opened up a nice family restaurant and it's like, damn, this place is dope. You're going to just up and ship them out of here? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough one, yo.
Again.
But again, you was ready. You was waving your American flag like when they be like this. Like, yo.
Yeah, you were waving your red hat. Make America great again. So.
It's a fucked up slogan, but it's not a bad. What's wrong with that?
Exactly.
What's wrong with me? I'm just, I don't mean no, that crazy. Yo, no, that's, I don't know. Anyways, so, yeah, I gotta check something more times. You're crazy. Yo, I never, first of all, I don't even wear hats.
First of all, I don't even wear hats. Yo, okay, and I don't wave flags you around.
You said my little red hat, like
jeez.
Oh, man.
No.
Nah, but
we'll see. They tried to assassinate him already twice, Donald Trump.
What are you saying?
They tried to assassinate him twice. That's what I said in 2024. Yeah,
I ain't gonna
already.
Lie to you, that's also
Was it a stunt? The first one when they hit his ear?
Hell no, you can't stunt that. I'll say this. I don't think
he can
ever that has happened since JFK?
Yeah. Yeah.
So like for that to even happen is kind of crazy.
Wild.
But now that he's the president, there's no way in hell. Because that already happened. All right.
What?
No, I'm saying like they there's no way that's gonna happen to him.
Oh, okay. I hope not.
I hope not. Yeah, right. You hope not.
He doesn't end up like
he's still the president of the United States.
Exactly. Like, but they're saying that the Secret Service has been slacking lately, and there's not enough of them. And like somebody ran up on Obama's car one time the other day, not the other day, but this year, like. I don't know where he's at, but they're just saying that the Secret Service is slacking. So there's that. You don't want to end up like the freaking CEO of United Healthcare. That shit was wild. Luigi.
Yo,
was feeling some type of way.
Rest in peace to that man.
Yeah, later on that.
But. What's crazy about that is people like glorifying it.
Yeah, because they're saying like, oh, no.
He still had children.
That's
the
insurance.
I mean, like,
and yeah, no, it's definitely, there was no reason. It doesn't justify it. But people are saying like.
If he would have kicked out of crypto, I don't know. But we also don't know like what triggered, you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't read his manifesto.
I'm sure it had to do with something with his health insurance or something with his family, like you said, like a John Q situation, like something happened. And how does he know? He just saw him walking down the street. Not obviously he planned it, I'm sure, but
the crazy part was when they put the $10,000 reward and people were making memes like, y'all trying to get $10,000 for John Wick. I was like, yo, it's fucked up when like you laugh at something like that, but in real life someone actually lost their life, and that's, you know,
exactly,
that's,
and everybody is looking at the shooter Luigi
at like, McDonald's.
His smile, he's so cute, oh my gosh,
women are going nuts. They got a whole page dedicated to like cute women that got locked up, female mugshots. That's why.
Yeah, they have the men's too. That's when that male mugshot model came out. They have it for men too. But yeah, it's a sad situation. But goddamn, I got
insurance is crazy. Yo.
It really is, and it will probably never be free in the U.S. So.
A lady got arrested probably like a week later because she said some shit on the recorded line like, the phrase like deny, defend, fucking whatever that he wrote on the bullets. It's gonna be a movie.
Oh, he wrote on the bullets. Yeah.
It's gonna be a movie.
A movie? I don't know. Did they make a movie of the Boston Marathon bombing?
Yeah, it's probably two of them. Mm. Okay. Would you hit that shit once and put it up? You gonna die?
It's strong.
What's that? That garlic gorilla.
Garlic gorilla. Mm-hmm. Let me clear my hair from my CBDP hoodie.
Fire! You can grab those. Mm-hmm. You can't see the back of it right now, but
It has a logo on the back. Just now. Fucking brings us back to all our good times this year. We had some good guests.
A lot of guests with a lot of views. Day Heat, Young Cartel. He
killed G-I's. It. Killed it with that freestyle.
Leek Meraki
definitely killed it with her freestyle. She just came out with some new music. Check that out.
Yaya Gabbana opening us up. Yeah. I mean, first episode ever.
Was that this year?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'm talking about just like the whole season of like the first 28 episodes.
Yeah. Kyrie just had us dying. Rito Brown.
Rito Brown calling him like, oh, shit.
Kwame, Dr. Dance, definitely educated us.
Cannabis and mental health.
Yes.
It's crazy.
And the freaking. Why can't I think?
It's your boy, Mort Beasy. The most phone calls during an interview ever.
Definitely.
Oh.
The weed dude. Why can't I think of the name? I be going in and getting the rollies too. Got the vape. That's why.
You're talking about too. Derek from
yes.
Backwards.
Yes.
I was talking about if he's in there. I'm like, let's go. Yeah, I know you got it.
Help me out.
I know you got it.
Derek Packwoods.
Man. The smokiest.
Ooh, he had us gone.
And he's doing a lot of events. They got so much shit going on in PAX. It's actually not even PAX no more. It's actually it's called PAX, Massachusetts, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it's been some good times. Definitely.
Oh, man. Can't forget my man over there, Diaspora, Sean Hope.
Oh, yeah, Sean Hope.
Sean Hope.
Got an arcade open now. Check that out. Everybody's doing the big things. I really appreciate y'all sliding through, chopping it up with us. Sure. Helping making this.
Got a lot of good shit coming. I see
season good.
Because first of all, I'm not going to drink no more of that coffee right now.
You smoked some good bud. You drank some good coffee.
Shit with some good people.
We got to get some more donuts, though.
It was a good end of it. It's a good year, but we got some whole new shit coming, so.
Yeah, we do. I'm excited for 2025.
Because, you know, President, tell them, T, be happy. She loves it.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, no, thanks. I don't. We'll see what happens. Lots of other things will happen. Sports world. I mean, title town still. Celtics
won. They might win it again.
They will win it again.
No, I mean like this year.
I know. I already said that, but I must say it again. Celtics winning championship this year. Let's go. Well, 2025. Let's go.
And you should go put that bet in.
I should. Ooh, I should. If you do it earlier, is it better?
Usually, I mean, if they're favorite don't really change that much.
Yeah, but like if it's not even freaking finals yet, when can I do it? But Taylor Swift took over the NFL pretty much.
I wouldn't Travis say that.
Kelce.
Yeah. Taylor Swift took over the NFL. Jay-Z took over the NFL. Kendrick Lamar took over the NFL. Yeah, she's a big Drake
Kendrick
fan.
Lamar
so
is going to take over the NFL at Super Bowl. He hasn't done it yet. Taylor Swift took it over this whole year while dating Travis Kelce.
Before Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but his name is now worldwide because of Taylor Swift. And I'm sure that the NFL sales and views and everything increase because of Taylor Swift, and they all know it. I already know the facts.
I sound like
of
I
that.
Hate Taylor Swift, but I know
she sold out. She's now like the most sold out tour
crazy.
Over Michael Jackson. Everybody, now she has the most Grammy, she has all the awards. It's just all about Taylor Swift.
Didn't she drop an album while on tour?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a first, that's sick. Yeah. It's like, yeah, then we'll perform my new shit. You're like, wait, hold up.
Yeah, whenever she announces a new album, they're on it. Whenever I hear her songs on the radio, I definitely like them. I've never had listened to like her whole album, but
does
I
it make
like
you
the singles.
Think, so when she won back in the day and Kanye West did that shit, it's kind of crazy like how she just took off from there, right? That's like, that shit never like, it didn't put a step in nothing. Mm-hmm. That actually blew her to that.
Yeah, that was a stepping stone and then
people like
increased.
You think that made
celebrity.
Her name like worldwide? Like, oh shit!
I mean, more people knew
happened.
About her, but she's still talented.
Then the talent was there. Yeah. Like the music, didn't get to hear the music. They're like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Damn, so. Kanye's a dick.
Beyonce came out with her Cowboy Carter album. That was my top on my Apple replay. What was your top five? You have Apple Music?
Nah.
What do you have, Spotify?
Yeah.
What was your top five?
I don't know. I never checked it.
Duh. It's a replay and recap season. I'll let you know my top five artists of 2025. Again. All right. We listen and we don't judge. Number one is Beyonce and Cowboy Carter. Number two is Usher, of course. Boo-boo. Number three, Michael Jackson. I guess I listen to him a lot. I don't really listen to Apple Music like that. I'm still a Pandora girl. Old school.
I can't believe you're actually listening this down right now.
Number four, R. Kelly. Again, we listen, we do not judge. And number five, Kanye West.
Okay.
That was my top five artists of 2024.
I can only remember the last two. R. Kelly and Kanye West.
And Michael Jackson and Beyonce and Usher. Yeah. That's what I listen to. But I only listen to Apple Music when I listen to like full albums and stuff.
I am not going to say nothing about that list.
It's a good.
I'm glad Spotify don't do that. So
it does do that. You just don't look it up. So
I'm not gonna go
if you want to know about it, you can look it up. But yeah, no, it's all about good music. I don't judge.
Nah, good music is good music, but there's a lot of good artists out. I honestly this year have been listening to a lot of 38 Special and Trust and a lot of Benny the Butcher, honestly. Like, I got onto them so late. So I've listened to a lot of them. And then for like Massachusetts artists, I've been listening to a lot of like Last Days, Millie's. I started listening to Day Heat. Morbeezy. Like a lot of the artists that came up here, I started actually listening to them. Like, oh shit. Who else? I don't know if he's from out here, like what on something like the Fuego Bass guy. 8-Zip, Shea Bands. That's for the people like from Massachusetts, Millie's. And I really don't mention Millie's a lot because, like, cool. Like, well, you know what I mean? So it's like, this is a lot of artists, yo. They just had the award show for Mass Boston Music Awards.
Who won?
I don't know a lot of the categories, but actually, look up a one podcast of the year, because there was a funny, there's a lot of good, cool conversations about that. Up. All right, fine. I'm stuck. But I know C's won Manager of the Year. So shout out to them for that. I believe Tanji got Videographer of the Year. Those two, because like, these people follow on Instagram and shit, so it's easy to see their shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's find out. Who do you think it was? Who do you think should have won?
I don't know. Should it have been? Really, I don't watch any other podcasts but my own, so I really don't know. Actually, I know. I just know the names. I know the C-Dub one. I mean, that's the only one I know really out here. Sorry.
Nah, the C-Dub. Fucking, a lot of good ones.
We're going to have to get Coffee Buns and Donuts on there. 2025. We on there.
We got
to
step it up.
Step it up. Good. And make sure.
And we got it up.
We do it.
They don't get the winners up
there. For sure.
I honestly don't even really care about that. It would be dope to be nominated, though, but do I really care about it? Nah.
You say that, and then when it happens.
No, I said not.
It
would be dope to be nominated. Yeah, you don't base your life off. But do I really care about that? Nah, not really.
I mean, it's nice to be recognized.
Like, when I do see, like, when I see certain, like, how I feel like when I see certain like categories one and things like that, it's kind of like, so, you know, Boston, Massachusetts, a lot of the things is like a popularity contest or like being on the scene, you know, like.
That's the thing. I'm going to be out on the scene. So I got to get better at, but whew, it's hard. It's hard out here to be outside all the time.
You already said your age.
I'm an old lady. I am.
Sit on the balcony in the rocket chair. It's crazy.
Exactly.
But like, nah, fucking. Yeah, nah, things like that's dope. I believe Millie's actually won an award too, I believe. They had that dude Tommy G out here. You know what that is? That's like shit on YouTube.
Nope.
You watch anything on YouTube? Nothing.
Not much on YouTube. Damn. I watch stuff on YouTube, but
Roku.
You guys are gonna judge me, so no. I will not.
You watch Dame Dash's new network?
No, what's that?
America New.
No.
I'm actually gonna download that app.
Why I want to start it's watching free. The Zeus. Exactly.
Zeus is free.
Yeah. Wow. I want to start watching that. They said they have some good movies on there. Good bootleg movies.
I thought Zeus was like all them like TV shows.
Yeah, but they have movies too.
Yeah, I never watched those shows, so it's like I never
The Baddies like, and
like, it makes no sense. But I did ain't there a Boston version coming?
I don't know.
That's wild. Yeah, that shit would be a hilarious show. Yeah. Boston girls are funny. They're their own, like, if they use real, like, Boston girls, it would be funny. Yeah.
I went to the club the other day. There was a ill girl fight right in front of me. It was at the Grand. You think of the Grand as, like, a little.
Fighting at the upper, Grand's crazy, like, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, yeah, fighting at the
exactly.
Grand's crazy.
It's
kind of too expensive to be fighting. You're like, yo, if they start fighting next to my table, fuck that.
I'm exactly. And there was like a table full of Red Bulls on the table.
That's crazy.
And nobody, it was like a table that nobody sat in.
They kicked my table over. You can't pay for this shit.
All of a sudden.
The empty bottle was a full bottle. You're like, she's like, no, your bottle's already empty. Oh, I don't know. I remember that. But now the Grand's dope. Grand's a good time. There's a few, honestly, what's the other place? Big Night?
Yeah, Big Night Live. That's fun. Silk, is that a Big Night Live?
It's an event. They be in a few places, but they do it Silk Nights. But what one's the best? Who has the best R&B night out there?
I mean, they're all the freaking same. Everybody's just, I don't know. They play this the same music, which I appreciate because that's the music that I listen to. But like,
they're not all the same. Yo.
It's just a different setup. It depends on what the venue is.
I like the Silk ones.
What? Because what?
Silk ones are better.
Well, how?
The DJs are better.
They just play different R&B songs.
It's a better vibe.
And everybody's standing around singing the R&B vibe. Songs.
It do be the same crowd here and there, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. It's a better vibe. They just, I don't know.
Yeah, that works.
All of them are dope, but yeah. I like the Silk ones better. Mm-hmm. It's funny as shit.
I mean, yeah, I like going like them. I had a good time at them, but it's like, I feel like I need to go there with like a boo or something. Just like I'm standing there singing R&B songs with my friends. I'm like, no, thank you. I like the reggae ones. The reggae ones are fun, and they pass out the glow sticks and stuff.
I went to one reggae one, and I was like,
the confetti, like that one's fun. The turn up on those ones.
The Cape Verdean ones are crazy. The Haitian ones are crazy. Yo,
they had the reggae ones. Though,
you gotta be like,
yeah,
the fuckers be dancing and punching people in the face on accident. I'd be dying. Like, oh, this is crazy.
Yeah, but it's good that they celebrate all the different cultures and stuff, and have the nights. Mm-hmm. There's mad Cape Verdeans out here.
Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
First up.
Yeah.
From Fogo.
Cabo Verde.
Fogo to Boston.
Shout out.
Oh, I know that. It's crazy. But no, for real though. Whew. Didn't hit the goals, but I mean, the year's over. So, I mean, next year it's going to be easy, but it's like, shit happens.
I mean, we kept going.
I was talking personal goals.
Personal goals?
Yeah. Like every year you gotta set yourself some like personal goals and certain things.
Well, if you're not willing to share,
what I mean?
I said if you're not willing to share some goals that you didn't hit.
Oh no, I'm just saying I didn't hit them. No, I'm not sharing them.
It's no fun. That's no fun. Got to set some goals for coffee, blunts, and donuts 2025. You know it's serious when I do the hand clap. Okay.
It's another reason Camilla didn't win up there just clapping till it was that.
And Donald Trump, you do the Donald Trump dance.
See? Like John Jones, look at that. You're looking like a winner right now. Look at you. Looking like a winner right now.
Exactly. You like that.
Got all my red shoes.
Exactly. but we're going to definitely have some more guests. Definitely. Revamp the spot.
Yo, hold up. Do not paint me out as a Donald Trump person. Cause I'm not. So I'm saying this right now, like, yo, joke's a joke, but this is going too far now. I'm like, yo, hold up. I'll be walking on the street, so I was gonna be like, do not do that.
Duck yo, and duck.
I ain't gonna be able to get into none of the fucking spots. I'm like, oh man, it's crazy.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know.
No, like, but that's, I mean, that's what it was this year. And
how you feel about the latest news?
What's that?
News. Tragedy against Black love altogether.
Papoose and Remy?
My goodness. It's like, damn, if they can't make it, they ain't got no goddamn help. Damn it.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think? So, I played the Geechee Gotti battle for rap scene for you earlier today, where you were speaking. Like, I think that's how it got.
But now,
underground rap circuit, I think it was already known.
It's gone beyond that now.
I think the battle rap circuit, there was already that like whispering conversation. That's how he had that info and shit. But
they were saying that she was already with somebody before that came out.
See, they're saying anything now. That's like, I mean, come on. Like, everybody can say anything now.
Either way, it sucks that they're getting divorced and that it's getting nasty now and that they're dating each other's doppelganger.
But one can box.
One can box and is coming out with a movie about her life and if on Christmas Papoose Day.
Knocked dude out and his new girl can box, they both can box. So it's like they can't even do nothing. They beat them up.
And they say Remy can shoot. So, I mean.
So it's a violence team. Look, you must be a big Remy fan.
I like Remy, but yo, I don't think it should have went like this. Like,
it shouldn't be like that, but
he held her down when she was in jail, everything. Like, damn it.
In her defense, you know, they have been saying, like, she said, nah, don't act like we. He was just, but at the same time, it's like, it is what it is. Like, people want to see when people are locked up, but,
yo, I mean, they came out and they were on Love and Hip Hop and had the baby and dang it.
Having a kid, yeah, that part of it sucks. But that picture, you seen that picture of her and dude at the Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of funny. I got a lot of pep for that. That was kind of funny. Like, yo. Oh my God, the polls is crazy.
I mean,
nasty work. Nasty.
They're gonna have to deal with it.
It just sucks with the public and like,
yeah, you know, exactly. Both, didn't have to come this far. Exactly. Everybody,
Fat Joe must be calling her like, sis, what are you doing?
Black love. But dang, who is it now? Who got now?
I mean, and they do look alike. That's crazy.
Megan Good and Jonathan Majors.
What?
Now they're gonna be.
What?
The Penelope, or Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union with their daughter Zaya.
Did Dwayne you see Wade and who?
Gabrielle Union.
They're gonna be
their
the what?
Daughter.
They're gonna be the pillar of what?
No, they the ain't. Epitome. Of
no,
black
they ain't.
Love.
No, they ain't. And that's not Gabrielle. That's Gabrielle Union's daughter.
That's his son.
That's his daughter. Nah, she's a daughter now, but.
That's that Dwayne. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They went out to a event the other day.
They went to a what?
They went to an event, a red carpet, and the daughter had a dress on.
I remember they said that how do I word this? Gabrielle Union like pushed that envelope on the kid or whatever. That's kind of fucked up to say, right? If it's not true. Even if it's true, I don't know.
She probably encouraged it and was a support system to it. I don't know.
But
she pushed it down.
I heard the real mom wasn't really for it.
I mean.
Like, what do you think about that at certain ages with kids and things? Ain't they like, once you do that, you can't go back, right?
Yeah, if you take like hormone blockers and stuff, I'm sure there's irreversible damages. I don't think it should be. I don't know what age, but a sound age where the kid can know who the kid is. I don't know what their age is, but I don't know. I can't say age. Maybe 10? I would say 18, but by then it's like you can't really do too much. At 18, if you feel some type of way, like your body's formed and stuff. And I feel like 10, they know their personality by then. They're not, I don't know. They know who they are, but if it's been going on for like 10 years straight, like.
I think at 10 years old, I was playing on my toys and saying the girls still had the cooties. I wasn't thinking about sexuality.
A teenager, maybe. Because it's like you do the hormone blockers to stop puberty from starting. So it's like whatever you got to do, you got to do it before then. So it's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I get a specialist up there on that.
Exactly. I can't call it on that one. But.
But.
It's that's what Trump is talking about. That's what Trump is talking about. The first thing to stop at the hospitals, like they can't treat any trans people.
Oh, and, well, I gotta get to that conversation. That's fucked up. I'm just saying. Back when we were talking about, like you said, 10 years old. I was gonna say that is a hard question because I didn't think about what you said until you said at 18 they would be developed and things like that. So I was thinking, in my mind at first, I was thinking like, yo, it should be the age where you can get in that each state where you can get your license. So like when you get your license 16 and a half out here, I think you at that time you should be able to start making certain decisions in life because they're giving you already responsibilities anyways. Now you're driving on the road. So it's so I want to say 10 years old in my mind is still too young because I know at 16 years old, I already knew what time it was. You know what I'm saying? Even before then, but I was still a kid, but I knew, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what you are. Shit. You know what you are, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, people that change after, like, older and older, it's kind of like, you don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's like, you know this dude all through high school. He was like, he was slaying everything. And then I see him later and say, oh, he's my husband. You're like, oh. Yo, what's up? Like, congratulations. Like, oh shit. Since when? I guess my whole life. You're like, what the fuck?
Like, no, yo, but it's different like to go that. Like to go to gay than to go to transgender. Like, that's
what's the like from a man to a woman? That's different. I'm talking about a guy that's not a guy that's like
that goes to just being gay all of a sudden.
I don't know no that, one that did
I
that. Could,
I mean, that, that happens all the time.
What? You that you know? Like,
I mean, not that I know that much, but there are. I mean, we don't. That's a whole other subject.
Like a cross-dresser or a transgender.
Like, you're talking about a guy that you went to high school with, and then you met him a couple of years later, and he's like, "Oh, this is my husband."
Don't say it like that. Oh, okay, wait.
This is my husband saying that all of a sudden he's gay now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's different from all of a sudden. Oh, I'm now Rebecca now. You know.
Oh yeah, I don't know one like that.
Yeah,
you do.
I know.
I'm saying I don't know no one personally like that.
Yeah.
But you know, I got a lot of people that come in, but like, I don't know, no one personally, but it'd be crazy if, cause it was like, wait, did they like, who knows?
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's different.
But shit, that the city we're from, like,
you would want to start that a little younger. So maybe 10 is a little young, but maybe like, I don't know. 10 and 13, I guess. I don't know. If you're going to start the home on blockers, whatever. I don't know. I'm no doctor, so don't call me on that.
And wait, so damn, it sounds so crazy. Like, what do, so the hormone blockers, what do they do?
They, like, if you're
so, like, if it's a boy, say you're giving it to a boy, what is it going to
it's
do?
It's
going to,
like, stop their, if they want to be like a girl, that's gonna like lower their testosterone levels, so they don't, that doesn't like build up.
I'm thinking you're saying something that's gonna like just shrivel up there.
No, they're still gonna have their private parts and everything,
but they're gonna go breast and water.
Yeah,
it's gonna. Not that way. Like it's just gonna like naturally come. No.
Yeah. No. Yeah, so it just stops them from going through puberty and
okay, you know, and for a girl, vice versa, like suppress her period, and she'll like grow facial hair. Mm-hmm. It's like them when they take the testosterone.
Yeah, and they'll probably take the testosterone and stuff. Yeah, yeah, it's wild. Who would have ever thought people would start doing this? So I guess it's been going on forever, but just so it's a whole new. It's gonna be part of our culture, is what it is. Like,
what movie was that?
Aladdin.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, we're here just yapping.
Yo, right. Yo, we out of here, man.
You done? Yeah. You done catching up? You done for 2024? Is this it?
Nah, because there's too much going on. Yo, so you talk to what? The fuck was that? Do something. Oh my god.
Weed. You know?
Yeah, I know. I actually quit smoking yesterday.
I'm doing dry January, that's for sure.
For alcohol?
Because, yeah, for alcohol. Not weed. No weed, but for alcohol, for sure. I try to work out and all that New Year's resolution, good stuff. I'll be back here on Coffee, Blunts, and Donuts.
We out.
Make sure you like, share, and subscribe.
It's free.